Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Outside the pool of gravity, beyond the spectrum.
That's the late great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That's Nexus. That's the song Nexus. It's outstanding. It's the first song in the Innocent Age album that I encourage you to check out. You'll thank me later if you buy that album, I promise you. John Harrison's our guest, our good friend. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. John's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 6 years he's been hanging out with us, and he's the author of Making Mammon Serve You. He's the author of Fighting Back, which is a great new novel he's written. He's a certified financial planner, ordained minister. He's got all kinds of letters before and after his name. John, thanks again for being here. Talk to us about these new, but you call them the I-bonds?
Yes, I-bonds from the U.S. Treasury. Remember when you were a little kid, it was probably the case that you
1995.
Had... Just like me.
They were E-bonds. Weren't they calling them E-bonds?
They called them Series Double E-bonds.
Yeah.
Your grandparents or your aunts and uncles would buy you these.
I had some.
Yeah, and basically they bought them at a discount.
I cashed them in.
Yeah. What happened with those is they'd buy them forever for what half of their face amount, and the bond would mature at some outdate to its full face amount. That's the implied interest rate in between.
Right.
And the Series EE bonds have gone away, but there's a bond that replaced them. It's now called the I bond. And although I've never been a bond maven per se, there's actually a lot to like about them in today's really low interest rate environment. What makes the I-bond interesting is that it's inflation protected. The big weakness of most bonds is that they do very poorly and they lose principal in a rising
The underlying asset value doesn't appreciate with inflation.
Right, and in fact, the principal can decline in value in an inflationary environment in a traditional bond. But the way an I-bond works is you pay the face amount for it, and it pays a combination interest rate that is a flat rate plus an inflation adjustment.
Huh.
And that inflation adjustment changes every 6 months. Huh. For instance, right now...
So it's established, whatever it is for 6 months, that's you get that. And it can't, what happened in the last 6 months can't be taken away from you. It can't be future adjusted in the future.
Exactly.
The future can be lower, different, but that 6 months is in stone. It's done.
Exactly. And it's compound interest on your total accruals over time. So you're going to get interest on your interest.
Right.
And, right now, for instance, the rate, if you were to buy an I-bond today, it's paying 1.96% for the next 6 months.
Oh, take my breath away.
Well, that sounds terrible, but, when you go down to your local savings and loan and open a savings account,
yeah,
it's paying a good deal less than that.
Right. So 2% inflation in all, maybe 2% a year?
It's currently 1.96% including inflation.
Including inflation, okay.
Yes, because the base rate right now is actually zero.
So can you trade them anytime? Are they liquid?
They are liquid as long as you keep it at least 12 months.
Okay.
So they can run 30 years, but you can cash yours in any time after 12 months. Now, if you keep it for less than 5 years, there's a penalty for cashing it in early. You lose the last 3 months of interest, but you can't lose anything that you got before that.
Right.
And so they're sort of a great alternative for emergency funds for people who are just, kind of fed up with the 0.001%
right.
they're getting at the bank.
Right.
And they're easy to open these. You go on to treasurydirect.gov and open
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you're just going to let your money sit in the bank and not draw anything, like in a checking account, and you think you're not going to need that much money over the next 5 years, why? It's 2%, for goodness sake.
Yeah,
and it compounds, as you say.
And everybody needs to have emergency funds for things that unexpectedly go wrong.
Right.
If you're a business owner, you might want to have 6 months worth of your expenses in an emergency fund, depending on the nature of your business. And so this is a place people can keep emergency funds without having to get no rate of return at a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And it's liquid money, and if inflation ticks up, then the return on these will tick up. They can't ever lose money. The only limit to them is that you can only buy up to $10,000 per year per Social Security number.
Well, that'll keep me from going crazy with it, then, won't it?
Exactly.
Well,
I knew you'd want to.
Oh, darn. I want $500,000 of that 2% money. Come on.
But people are often surprised that these exist. When you say savings bonds, people instinctively yawn and think back to those
things. Well, especially if you want to put some money away for a kid, for a grandchild or something like that. Hey, John, good job today. Give us the website again, please.
It's www.aspirefa.com.
Will you come back soon?
I'll look forward to it.
We always love having you here. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.